Hello, grace to you, peace to you from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that this word goes deeply into you and is fruitful in your life and in your walk with God. Be strengthened. Okay, this lesson is going to be on hearing God. Throughout our lives, we know that we have to deal with others. You know, we're not alone here, obviously. And in dealing with others, we have relationships. And in those relationships, in order to get them strong or keep them or to have them grow, we need to communicate with each other, you know, back and forth. Whether it be, you know, brother, sister, spouse, friends, we need that communication to know what each one is feeling or thinking, or we need to know what the other one has a plan, you know, what plans, you know, so that we can adjust our lives, or, you know, or they need to know our plans so they can adjust their lives to us. And it's no different with God. He gave us His Spirit to be with us, to teach us, to help us grow. And in doing that, it's like He placed a walkie-talkie inside of all of us. You know, a communication portal. In order to know His directions, there has to be communication. And with any communication, we have to listen to the other person. Just, you know, as they listen to us. And with God, it's a two-way street. We can pour out our hearts to Him. You know, He wants us to do that because it helps us grow in our relationship with Him. It builds up our faith. It helps us to rest on Him and to grow to depend on Him. And He won't, you know, He's there for us. You know, He won't disappoint us. You know, He wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to come to Him. That's His desire for us. You know, He loves us. And in our growing to love Him, there's a communication where trust is built, where we learn His plans for us, where we learn, you know, faults inside of us. Okay, we can turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. We'll read verse 8 through 10. And I love this part of the Genesis beginning story because it's cool. It's just cool to me. Starting at verse 8. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Now, there's a lot going on here, but what we want to focus on is God came down to communicate to Adam and his wife. He came down to see what was going on. You know, how awesome is that, where, you know, the creator of the universe comes down to take part in that man's life. It's the same with us. As I said before, he gave us his spirit. He imparted himself into us to be with us, to walk with us. And in that is communication, you know, he's there to talk with us. Now, when I first became a Christian, it never entered my mind that God didn't speak. And so many people have trouble with that. You know, God doesn't speak today. You know, he's quiet. He just, you know, you read your word, you know, which obviously, yes, he does speak to us in his word. That is the most important communication that he has. That's the way we learn, you know, who God is, what he's about. And he also speaks to us through other people to communicate to us. And like I said, he gave us his spirit to speak to us directly, to our hearts. He has a mouth. He has a voice. If we would just be still and pay attention, you will develop that inner ear to hear him speak to you. You know, there's wisdom there. There's knowledge there. He will help us do this. I mean, even now, you know, he's ready and willing to do that. So all we have to do is want it. Trust it. Okay, we're going to move on to chapter 5 in Genesis. And we're going to go to verse 21 and read to 24. Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. And he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, even though it's small in this passage, what I want to point out is Enoch walked with God. Walk with God. That means being attentive to the leading of God. Depending on his spirit to guide us. Enoch developed that communication with God for 300 years. 300 years. He walked with God. And the relationship was so good. God just took him. He took him. You know, later on, whenever you grow in your Christian walk and you get more depth in the scriptures, you'll know where Enoch is going to turn up again. But for right now, what we want to focus on is Enoch's walk with God. You know, what did he do? We don't know what exactly he did. You know, he just walked with God. That's praising him, worshiping him daily. Maybe it was every other day. But that walk was strengthened over the years. And that's just a good example, you know, of what, you know, he was just a normal guy. And he didn't have the Spirit of God in him to help him. He just did it because of the love of God was there in his heart. He wanted to please God. You know, we can pray to God that, you know, let us have the heart of Enoch. So we can walk with God like that. You know, step by step, knowing where the Spirit is taking us, guiding us. And the great hope for us is, you know, not that, well, obviously we'll get taken up, you know, but that and sharing with other people, that's the greatest thing about having the Spirit of God in us. You get to share it. You know, we have it flowing through us. Some people may need a word from God that you only have, you know. The opportunity is there for you and that person right now. Only you have that word from God, and they probably need to hear it. If you're listening to God, you would know when to speak, what to speak. So, yeah, that's a good prayer. You know, to ask God and to seek. To have a heart like Enoch. To have a relationship like that with God. Next, we're going to go to Genesis 6. Looks like we're going right down the line here in Genesis, huh? Genesis 6. And we're going to go to verse 13. We all know this one. Verse 13. Then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I'm about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms, and you shall cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you shall make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, its breadth, 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and finish it to a cubit from the top, and set the door of the ark inside of it. You shall make it with lower, second and third decks. Behold, I am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, which is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, and you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, and of the animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the ground after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. As for you, take for yourself some of all food which is edible, and gather it to yourself, and it shall be for food for you and for them." Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, so that he did. Now, God speaking to Noah, if he didn't give him these specific instructions, you know, I don't think the ark would have lasted that many days. Noah had to know what to do. Now, That was a daunting task, what he did. I'm sure his sons helped him with that task, but God gave him instructions to perform, you know, to save his life and his family's life. God gave him instructions. God gives us instructions. Probably just as, you know, we're in a dire situation like that, you know, it can be life or death. It's eternity, you know, for all of us. You know, destruction is right around the corner for all of us. We never know when death comes. So God gives us instructions to follow. Written, spoken. Here, the directions that God gave Noah weren't written. They were spoken. So my point is, God has a mouth. He speaks. Okay? This is what I want to say to you over and over and over again. You know, let it sink in. God speaks. Don't let people tell you He does not speak now. That's a lie. Who has shut God's mouth? You know, has God gone silent for some reason? After speaking for thousands of years, He's just shut up all of a sudden and don't want to speak to us? It's absurd. And I'm not going to tell you to test God, you know, in your life to see if He speaks to you. He speaks to you. Quiet your life down and listen. Just listen. You know, it was important. You know, we wouldn't be here right now if He didn't follow God's instructions. Thank God, you know, Noah obeyed. And I guess that's the second part of listening to God, is obeying Him. You know, what's the point of listening to Him if it falls on deaf ears? Which God does speak to people now, you know, and maybe some people know it and just don't do it. And maybe that leading that they have, that nudge that they have to do something, and they just don't do it. I've done it. You know, to my shame, I say that. But God is merciful. God is merciful. Thank the Lord, He's merciful to us. Grab your opportunity, because someone's life may depend on it. Or your life may depend on it, or your family's life. You don't know. But develop that listening ear inside of yourself to hear God speak. Then my suggestion to you is to read His Word, to know what He's about. Learn. Instructions have been written down for you. Examples have been written down for you of what God is like. Learn from that. Out of, as you're growing up, you know, you become accustomed to your mom's or your dad's ear or voice. Out of a crowd of people, you can recognize their voice, right? That's because you grew up with them. You grew up listening to them. You grew up hearing them. So it is with God. You're growing up. Tune your ear to Him so that you can pick Him out of this crowd of voices here in this world. You know, right now you're probably thinking, oh, how am I going to know when God's speaking? You develop that. Okay? when you're a baby, you didn't know which one was mom. Well, I'm sure you knew the face, but, you know, without them speaking to you over and over again, you know, you wouldn't have developed that knowledge to know their voice. So it is with God. He's not going to leave us. Okay, you're a Christian now. Go to it. He's not going to leave us like that, unprepared. Again, He gave us a spirit to guide us, to show us the way. The more you lean on that, the more you trust the Spirit of God in you, the better you'll hear Him. It takes a while. It's okay. There's going to be hit and misses. Hey, we all do that. That's part of growing. But the thing is the faith of stepping out and doing it. God honors that. That is equated to righteousness. Like your decision to trust that Jesus died for you and to accept Him. That's stepping out. Stepping out. Walking. That's walking with God. Stepping out on your faith and being with Him. Trusting that He will guide you. He will. I guess we'll pick this up in our next lesson. Not sure how many parts there are going to be, but you know, I try to keep this to 20 minutes at a time. Just for you to go over, you know, in your mind. It's a quick hit. There's more to it. This is just part one. I'm not sure how many parts this is going to be, but I will look it over. I'm sure there's more passages in the Bible than what we are going over. I only try to touch bases, you know, to get you started in that journey. And God will bless you. Seek Him. He will bless you. God bless, my friend.